Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about exploring golden elements in your life, starting with a train ride that will take you to a place known as the Golden Triangle. There, you will be offered several golden opportunities for exploration to become inspired. So for now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. This is a good time to turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now find a relaxing space. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or you can sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and just listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself having arrived at a train platform in the mountains, and it's early fall. You notice the leaves on the trees around the train station are so beautiful. The leaves look so vibrant with many shades of reds, oranges, and yellow. Next, you notice that you are at a unique train station, for everything is painted with some kind of gold paint that has a subtle, rich glimmer and sheen. You also notice that there is an impressive gold platform. Next, you look down towards your feet, and written on the platform it says, "Give yourself a kiss. If you want to hold the beautiful one, hold yourself to yourself." You ponder this while you keep moving towards the train. Next, you hear a whistle and the train conductor greets you and he helps you to come on board the train. The conductor tells you that this train is headed for the town known as the Golden Triangle. This is where the sun shines the longest time each day than anywhere else in the world. And legend has it that anyone who enters into this Golden Triangle area seems to receive more access to things that are golden in their own lives. Next, you overhear someone beside you talking. They're talking about a gold panning place that's located within the Golden Triangle town. Apparently, locals say that when you set an intention to have more access to your own inner gold, things around your own unique talents, skills, and gifts that you came here to bring the world seem to come more easily. Hearing about this is interesting and gives you a sense of what lies before you once you do arrive at the Golden Triangle town. But for now, you're looking forward to what awaits you on the train ride. Next, you and a few others are guided towards the front end of the train. There you find out that you're one of the lucky ones who has been upgraded by the conductor. This upgrade is exciting, for it gives you access to the Golden Dome viewing area. You also have access to several special VIP amenities because of the upgrade into the gold class. You have been assigned a luxurious coach, and you have also been assigned a deluxe tour guide named Brighton. The first order of business is for you to put the stub of your golden train ticket and place it in the gold box. it is a very glittery and sparkling gold box. And when your ticket stub hits the box makes a burping sound, and you hear the box as it starts to talk to you. The voice from the box invites you to take the lid off. And as you do, you notice that there are some images that are starting to appear to you. And next you're asked, what do you already see that is like and has been a golden ticket for you in your life? As you look at the images in the box, perhaps you can also hear a word or a phrase of guidance that is coming through around this time in your life. What do you make a golden ticket mean to you now? Next, the voice in the box asks you, what kind of effort or motivation would it take to create your own golden ticket for yourself? For example, if it's a golden ticket for better overall health, what are some things that are practical and doable that you can decide to put some time and effort into making happen? What are you prepared to do in order to accomplish this? How disciplined can you be towards better health? And you're also now being asked if you can remember a time when you received a golden ticket out of the blue, and how did that change or shift your life? For example, maybe you received a work bonus, or maybe you ended up with an unexpected inheritance, something that gave you the ability to take care of something. Or what was it for you? What was the golden ticket? And know that you can think about this even after you leave this space. Next, you're invited into the dining car and lounge area on the train. There, you're given a choice of beverages, and you pick one of your favorites. You notice that it's brought to you in a beautiful golden goblet. It's also served up to you on a golden platter. You pause for a few moments as Brighton, your guide, invites you to think of what would you want in your life now that would really satiate a thirst for something? Something that has so far maybe eluded you. For example, are you thirsty for knowledge or for wisdom? Or perhaps you're thirsty to savor and have something specific quench a longing for you? If so, what is it? You ponder this for a few moments. And then you hear another person on the train beside you say, I've had so many things served up to me on a symbolic golden platter in my life. I feel so fortunate for so many things already, and this reminds me of that. You notice as this person is listing off some of the things that they are grateful for, the gold platter is somehow becoming etched in those words right before your eyes. Brighton shares that everyone will be given a golden platter to take with them after they leave this space. And depending on what each person offers up in regards to their own memories with gratitude, the etching on the platter will be recorded and reflect this. As you take this all in, you're motivated to lift your glass to others in a toast. What is a toast that you might want to say now out loud? Next, you hear a fellow passenger say, wow, this whole trip is like a golden goose, for it's the gift that keeps giving. You hear someone else ask, what is a golden goose? What does that mean? Brighton offers his own interpretation of what meaning he gives to the phrase golden goose. A golden goose is a person or a thing that is or has the potential to earn a lot of money for a long period of time. Or it can also be something that is golden already within you, like a talent or skill set that has served you very well and consistently over a long period of time. A golden goose can benefit in ways that are individual to each person. For some, it might have brought them resources or other things that are very significant to them personally. For some, it may have helped to carry them or support them over a long period of time in some form or fashion that was helpful, important, and beneficial to them. What have you experienced as a golden goose in your life? If so, how did the golden goose provide for you, and in what ongoing capacity? Did the golden goose lay a lot of golden eggs symbolically? Or have there been times where you've offered others help and support and shared a golden egg, so to speak, that served to help them along on their journey? Sometimes a golden egg can be a kind or encouraging word, for example, or wise counsel that you've given to someone, or maybe a generous, no strings attached offering of a resource. You can take the time to think of other examples that come up for you. Next, you're guided up the stairs of the train into a golden dome seating area that is especially equipped with a see-through viewing dome. It's such a clear blue day, and as you're marveling at this, you hear a person next to you, and they're pointing out something to you in the sky above the golden dome. There you both make out that it's a golden eagle. You're amazed that the golden eagle has such a high perspective and point of view. Brighton asks you next, what is it in your life that you would like more of a big picture perspective on? Perhaps you've been working on something like a project or trying to enhance a relationship, and you've been putting effort trying to figure things out to make things better or to improve it, and yet you're finding you still have some blind spots around it. As you're pondering this, you reach down to the coffee table in front of you and open up a nature magazine. And there you see an inspirational quote and you read it out loud. Spread your wings, have a clear vision, soar to new heights, swoop down on opportunities, make golden memories. The conductor briefly opens up the golden dome so that fresh air can flood in for a few moments. As this occurs, a golden feather floats down onto your lap. Perhaps this gift is meaningful and symbolic to you somehow. Perhaps the golden eagle can help inspire you to lighten up in some area in your life, or to laugh a little bit more or smile. Maybe you want to become more light and spontaneous, or able to see more of the big picture in order to help you uncover more of your own blind spots. Next, you're handed an envelope that has a golden seal, which keeps the envelope closed. You will have the opportunity to open this envelope once you've arrived at the golden triangle destination. You start to notice that the train is slowing down. Brighton helps you to get ready to disembark the train, and he also gives you a monogram fanny pack to take with you. The envelope that you were given earlier is now in the backpack and you can open it. When you open up the map, you're fascinated by how the map pops up and becomes three-dimensional. You are aware that this wonderful map is there to help navigate and help you with the next part of the journey. Next, you notice certain symbols on the map are intriguing you. The first symbol of a gold pan pops up near your right thumb. As you touch the little paper gold pan symbol, a little paper message appears and you read it. It says, follow these directions and find the gold panning building. When you arrive, you're greeted by Glenn, who is a gold pan specialist and expert. Glenn explains that you can pan for different kinds of gold in your life. Today, he is going to demonstrate and model how to pan for gold, and how you can relate panning for gold with panning for spiritual gold in your own life as one of the different kinds of gold to pan for. Panning is one of the principal techniques that prospectors use for recovering gold. Glenn gets you to watch him pan for gold by first connecting his hands to the pan. There you see his specific movements as he demonstrates them for you. And then you are given a pan that he has filled with soil, some gravel, and some bigger sized rocks for you to try out and pan for gold. He instructs you to start by connecting your hands to the special gold pan, and from there you summon and call in the gold essence of courage in order to help you to move off the heavy rocks and some of the gravel and the dirt in order to get the gold at the bottom of the pan. You continue this water process and swishing of the pan with the contents, and after a few cycles of this, you're left with light gold flecks of gold. remembering that there is spiritual gold that can be gleaned from taking the symbolic heavy rock and gravel of a tough and heavy loaded life experience, such as a loss or difficult life challenge where you've been weighted down. If you look back at your own life, perhaps there is a time that you can remember where you were very challenged and faced a difficult situation. And maybe now, looking back at that, you could see some wisdom or lessons that you learned from that hard time. When we do the heavy lifting and work to swish out and loosen the heavy gravel out of our life, so to speak, we find what we can be left with at times is some kind of symbolic gold, like new wisdom or a lesson learned that serves us now somehow. Glenn suggests that by even practicing this gold panning here today, this might be enough to start to activate an energy within and around you to bring in a new golden moment into your life. Something that might end up being delightful and amusing even. Next, you open up your map again. This time you see a jewelry store icon, and the store is called the Golden Nugget Jewelry Store. And soon you're greeted at the store by a woman named Alice. She says that she has been expecting you and has something to show you. She takes you to a special jewelry case where you see many gold nugget rings. You are given a choice of which of three rings to take home with you. Your choice of categories are wisdom for relationships, wisdom for work, and wisdom for good health. You are now able to see the inscribed wisdom on the inner part of the gold band. Take a few moments to see what appears written there especially for you. As you take this wisdom in, perhaps you are feeling inspired. Next, you thank Alice as it's time to go, as you hear the whistle of the train. Next, Brighton greets you, and together you debrief about your experiences today. For you've done a lot. You've interacted with the golden box, received a feather from the golden eagle, were given a golden platter etched with words of gratitude, and you panned for gold, and were given a golden ring inscribed with wisdom specific for you. You're aware that these golden elements are there to help serve you as you open up more to your own awareness. And even once you leave this space, it's there where you can start to observe how some of these elements might be showing up in your own life. So now take a few moments to rest. Take a couple of deep breaths. And when it starts to feel right, you can start to move your fingers, wiggle your toes, maybe stretch, and find your way back into a seated position and open your eyes. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.